Okay, Ron. Thank you for the comments. Dave, you're up next, KEAPCQ, with Jeff to follow. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, N8DRL and the group. Thanks for doing the net, David. Well, I'm on Chapter 2 weekend of working on the upstairs bathroom floor to this 155-year-old house. I finally got the last of the tiles up. Now it's just starting to put it back together, and I think that's going to have to wait for a couple days yet because I got to get unsore. It's pretty hard. We got a clawfoot tub in there, and we got a huge radiator in there, and they haven't been moved since 1870s. So it's a piece of work. Other than that, I have a question for everybody. We are in a lot of our radios. We use these micro SD cards. And how does one store them and identify them in a lot of cases? I mean, I've got like a couple handhelds that have SD cards. I've got my DX10 that's got it. I've got a hotspot. And I just wondered how everybody stores them so they know which one is which. KEHPCQ, back to net.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Well, I'll tell you, with your house that old, if those walls could talk, That's amazing to keep a, but you're keeping that classic house up like that. I can tell you what I do. It's not the best way, but I just take the card, take a small plastic bag, a real small one. I take a white sheet of paper and write plainly on the paper what the card goes to and what's on it, and seal it in the bag, and put it in a coffee can. So I don't know if that's the best way to do it or not. So. Thank you, Dave, for the comments. We are up to Jeff, KCI, with Rick to follow. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody else. And, storing micro SD cards. I'll give you my, my system, but it's pretty simple. I don't never pull them out of the machines. If I don't, then if I do, I stick them in my center desk drawer, my radio desk. So, you know, I stick them in and read them. I go, oh, that's what's on that card. Okay, so nothing perfect here, so don't follow me. But anyways, we had basketball tournaments for the grandson all weekend, so we got to travel down to Stockbridge and watch the tournament and watched him play. So we ended up with third out of the, I think there was, I don't know how many, 15 schools, something like that. But they had fun, we had fun, and it got us out of the house. So other than that, that's about it I did all weekend. So we're just running home and relaxing. So that's about it. So I'll send her back. Net Control, this is KCI. We'll be back to Net Control.
Okay, Jeff, fine business. Well, you're a good grandparent, and I think it means a lot to the grandkids when the grand folks are following them around. It gets to be a kind of lengthy drive sometimes, but good for you for doing that. Rick, you are up next, KCAPOA, and many will follow. Go ahead, Rick.